Okay, so we're here today to talk about the HoloLens experience, how we've got introduced to it, and what it means to create a great holographic experience. To start out with, we're going to talk about what it means to have a virtual reality versus augmented reality versus mixed reality experience, then talk about the HoloLens in specific, and then talk about what sort of experiences it can enable. So I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Alex.
And we're here to talk about, what this kind of spectrum of virtual to mixed reality, augmented reality means. So the way that we look at the space today is that you really have a range of different experiences, which go from the virtual reality type experiences, which you've seen in, Oculus and Gear VR and Cardboard, all the way over to the augmented reality experiences, which are your Google Glass and those type of experiences. So what's really been missing this entire time is something, in between the two. So, on the one end, you've had virtual reality, which is really all about having this immersive 3D experience. It does feature head tracking. It does replace your reality. On the other hand, you have augmented reality. And there's kind of two different forms of augmented reality when we talk about it. The first of which is using a tablet or mobile phone and the gyroscopes within them in order to recognize tags and kind of augment the world through the camera. And that's something which we've seen a lot of uptake in. We at Infusion have done some experiences using that technology, while other firms like even IKEA use that for furniture placement. On the other hand, you have your Google Glass type experience, which is really all about augmenting your world with kind of spatially contextual information, but it doesn't feature the sort of head tracking and world recognition, which is really part of the mixed reality. So when we talk about mixed reality, what we're really talking about is having real world, real scale holograms. And using those holograms in order to provide information about your space, information, sound information and spatial sound in order to kind of root those holograms in your world. So it's really using the virtual to augment your real world as opposed to replacing your world. So to talk a little bit about the world's first mixed reality device, the HoloLens, it really is a very unique device. It is a fully self-contained computer, so there aren't any wires attached like some of the popular VR headsets out there. It does run Windows 10, so you can have all the great features of universal applications which you're used to. And it has a really great array of sensors which allow it to really map out the room, map out all the sounds within that room, and really it facilitates these great holographic experiences which we're talking about. So let's talk a little bit about some of the experiences which we've seen kind of come to market and customers have come to us for. The first of which is kind of what we classify as fully immersive experiences. And this is kind of similar to the Galaxy Explorer project, which was done by Microsoft right before the release of the device. The HoloLens is a device which allows the user to be immersed in these experiences, and it can really use your room as a canvas for it. So in the example of Galaxy Explorer, it uses your room, and you can walk around the sun and our solar system. And this is kind of a great use for immersive experiences, which you might traditionally think is a VR endeavor, but the HoloLens does a great job at it.
Second example of where you'd think VR is the natural way to go would be gaming. And yes, VR headsets are doing a lot of gaming now, but the mixed reality HoloLens is great at delivering some awesome gaming experience. And we have some examples already built, like the Project X-Ray or RoboRaid now. And it's all about taking advantage of what mixed reality is and taking advantage of the space around you to place the game in it and interact with your world and with the objects in it. So you see some examples on the screen like X-Ray Conquer or Minecraft either. Like they are way better as a mixed reality experience than they would be as virtual.
Yeah, and it's a really unique experience which you can't replicate in the other platforms.
Exactly.
Training is actually something which is a great area for the HoloLens. The HoloLens is able to simulate a lot of different environments which are either you know, expensive to simulate, you know, dangerous to simulate, and really can allow for some really effective training scenarios. So, for instance, one way that they're using it is to kind of allow for communication to astronauts on the International Space Station. You know, closer to home, we've talked to a lot of oil and gas companies who are itching to kind of replace some of the really expensive training systems which they've created with the HoloLens and allow those training scenarios to be delivered in the field.
Another good area for HoloLens is advertising. And you can check our other video where we talked about our engagement with ShockTop, where we built some an advertising experience for them using their wedge head. So you can show interactive 2D or 3D content. You can use the world tracking to your advantage to make sure that the hologram follows you or behaves in a natural way. So that's it's a great example for a HoloLens experience.
Yep, and what's great is that you know, what was shown on stage build was, you know, kind of combining the augmented reality Vuforia experience that we've seen on tablets with the HoloLens. So using the built-in you know, great camera, which is part of the HoloLens, in order to recognize tags and then augment it with 3D objects, which can become part of your world. The next area we've seen a lot of uptake in is, you know, 3D visualization. So we have a lot of clients who have, you know, really complex 3D visuals which they have. So this is anywhere from financial models to oil and gas models. You know, there are a lot of customers with great 3D content, and the HoloLens is a natural way to visualize these 3D objects at either reduced, increased, or true scale representations. So we're able to use this to visualize molecules. We're able to use this to visualize oil rigs. It's really something which allows you to view 3D content in 3D, which is fantastic.
3D collaboration, another great use of HoloLens. And it's been there since day one with the HoloLens SDK and the Holo Toolkit. Like, you can use you can collaborate in a HoloLens experience. Like, you can have two people wearing the HoloLens and share the same experience and interact with the same holograms and see the same things. Or you can use HoloLens to other devices. You can control your HoloLens experience from a tablet. Imagine a setting where there's a boardroom and people are looking at a presentation, a 3D graph, as we talked about a minute ago. And someone, the presenter, controls the whole experience from their tablet, from their PC. You can do shared tracking between devices, so you share the same information about the room. So when I place something on the table in front of me, I ensure that it's in front of you as well. You see it in the same spot. And to bring it all together, like, the mixed reality capture feature that comes within the HoloLens allows you to stream whatever you see on the big screen, so for the rest of the world to see it, if you so choose.
And the last area we've seen some good uptake in is, you know, really controlling the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things is obviously exploding, and, you know, it's everywhere you look now. But the thing is about the Internet of Things is that these small devices generally don't have a UI. They don't have a screen. They don't have a mouse and keyboard. So we've seen a lot of uses for the HoloLens in order to give controls to these Internet of Things devices. So this could be anything from IoT sensors within your home to IoT sensors within the industry. And using the spatial tracking capabilities of the HoloLens, you're able to recognize where these sensors are and create, you know, great visualizations of the state of those sensors and be able to do command and control scenarios with them. So really providing a UI for these headless devices.
And yeah, so that's the end of a few examples that we thought of and we've seen uptake. But what's the real goal behind the whole HoloLens experience is to bring more natural interactions to the people. Like, it's a way of making sure that it's easier for you to interact with the machine and with the experience you're having. This is a great slide that we had. Actually, it's a Deloitte-produced slide, and it shows kind of the goal of this whole mixed experience, the more intuitive interactions. And you can see here the progression of the interaction between human and machine and how it progressed through time. And it started with humans using some hardware on an interface on a machine to send commands, like point and click and type kind of things. And as we evolved, we went through We went to the touch revolution, where the you interact directly with the interface with your fingers, and that's the touch and swipe and talk. But now we are at the point where the interaction are even more natural, even more close together, where you can just gesture or gaze at things. And this is where HoloLens is. And we can only imagine the next steps where we become one, and it's going to be just mind control. It's going to be awesome. So to go more in detail about the specific interaction model of the HoloLens and what we have today, the whole interaction model can be summarized in an acronym that Microsoft built. Is the GGV, and we'll see that stands for gaze, gesture, and voice. And this is the basic interaction model for the HoloLens. So for gaze, the first one is gaze, and what gaze does, it determines context. It's centered in the user's vision, so wherever you put the HoloLens on, wherever you look at, that's gotta be your gaze. It's the equivalent of the mouse cursor from the old paradigms. And that's how you select objects for action. You look at them. It's as simple as that. Next up, the gesture. So now that you're looking at an object, now that you've selected something with your gaze, you want to do something with it. And there's a simple gesture for you to do. And right now, this is kind of the only gesture available in the HoloLens for interacting with holograms. And that's kind of what they call the air tap. So this is how you do the air tap, and it's very funny to see people doing it for the first time, and you'll need some practice, but it's really easy to do. So you hold your fingers in an L shape like this, and you touch them together. And that's kind of, and you performed an air tap gesture, and you've acted on whatever was selected by your gaze. And it's as simple as that. You do gestures, you look at things, and you act on them. Another hidden gesture, not hidden, but the other basic gesture that was implemented is the bloom gesture. It's the equivalent of the Windows key on your laptop or on your tablet. And to do that, you hold your fingers all together, and then you open them up, and that's going to bring up the holographic start menu, which is pretty awesome. Last component of the GGV interaction model is the voice. And it's very important to have to be able to talk to your experience, to be able to act on it by just using your voice and issuing commands. And it's a first class interaction. So it means it's not secondary as you would have it on a computer, just in a corner and do it if you want. It's built in the platform. The HoloLens at this point has great support for this, great voice detection. So it will work in even the loudest of the environments, so you don't have to worry about that. There's numerous ways you can use voice. You can use a keyword recognizer, you can do free text, or you can even have grammar detection with Cortana. There are, at this point, two built-in commands. There's the select command, so whatever you look at, instead of doing the air tap gesture, you can just say select, and it's going to perform the air tap gesture on the selected object. And that's why I say it's a first-class interaction. It's there by default. But you can also add your own voice commands as easily as possible.
And it already has great Cortana support, too. So, you know, all of those sort of natural interactions you have with your Windows PC, you can do on the HoloLens as well.
Yeah, it's just built in. It's there. So another point of discussion with the HoloLens and what's important, what it brings to the table that's so different is spatial mapping, is the fact that the HoloLens is aware of your surroundings. It can scan the room, can build a mesh of the objects, it can detect classify the objects that it finds, like ceiling, floors, walls, and you can make use of all this information to enhance your experience. So you can have an object that sits on a table, or it can drop to the floor, because it knows where all these things are. This mesh is saved on the HoloLens, so everything is built in, and you don't need any external device to hold this this information. It comes for free.
Yeah, and what's great is that, you know, when you go back to a space, it'll remember where it is based upon kind of known points. And, you know, what that allows you to do is place a hologram in one room, leave that room, come back to that room, and it's still there, which is a magical ability, which gives you the ability to walk through your house and place tiles beside your door, beside your fridge. And, you know, is really a magical part of the HoloLens.
And the last component that makes for a true immersive experience and awesome quality experience is the sound. It's actually a hologram, as it's defined right now by Microsoft, is a combination of light and sound. So it's not enough. I mean, it's not enough to just have an object on the table. You should make it real by adding the natural sound that would come from that object. And HoloLens supports great spatial audio. So if you have a sound, if you have an object that makes a sound, if you have a car that with an engine running and you associate that sound to the car, you will hear that sound coming from exactly the direction where that object is in your view. So it's a great capability of the device, and it's definitely something that you need to take advantage of.
Okay, and that's the end of our presentation. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Alex.
And thank you for your time and listening about the HoloLens and its amazing capabilities.